couldn't be better. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
It is a mystery for now in Michigan. Why did a high school basketball player collapse on the court and then die? This is the day after Wes Leonard's death. He had hit the winning shot in his team's game that kept Fenville High undefeated, then collapsed. They tried CPR, but it didn't work. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
5 minutes after 6 o'clock. And good morning to you, 1110 KBND Radio News. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, what's going on with your Skyview traffic and your forecast? We'll give you the details coming up. Your news today brought to you by American Painting. You can win a ride for you and your child in the 1110 KBND traffic copter. All you have to do is email us, tell us why you deserve the ride. Well, actually have your child do that. Winners will be chosen on a monthly basis. Email address is talk@kbnd.com. Right now, Lori Robb is in for Donna James today, and she has the news. Morning, Lori.
Good morning. Congress heard from movie icon Mickey Rooney this week about his experience with elder abuse. His testimony is throwing a spotlight on the increasing incidence of neglect and abuse of our elderly. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has reaction.
Allie Davidson is a senior advocate and has seen many seniors afraid to report abuse.
They were more afraid of being alone and didn't know how they would manage without that person's help than they were of that person stealing their money or verbally abusing them.
It's estimated that 14% of seniors experience some form of abuse. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
U.S. Representative Greg Walden will be in Bend today with House Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy. The two will be at the Carlson Sign Company in Bend around 11 a.m. today. They will discuss how the House of Representatives is working to remove barriers to job growth. The House just acted this week to avert a government shutdown by passing a resolution that cuts $4 billion in spending. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley is using increasing gas prices to promote the need to eliminate America's dependence on foreign oil. His bill, introduced last week, would eliminate dependence on overseas oil by the year 2030. He says he's getting a